USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a terrible bill, and look, this is yet another inflation bomb dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee speaking there on Fox News as the Senate is continuing to inch closer to final passage of that $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Some privacy advocates not happy with parts of the bill as now automakers would be required to install breathalyzers or other anti-drunk driving technology in all new vehicles within the next decade under the terms of the 2,700-page bill. Pfizer is looking to get full FDA authorization of its COVID vaccine. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Sunday there were 24,234 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 111 people died from coronavirus. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The impeachment investigation into New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is moving forward on Monday. A member of the governor's staff also announces she's moving on.
The top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another deadly weekend in Chicago. Police say at least 72 people were shot and 11 were killed. Two of the victims are police officers. They were shot during a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old woman did not survive. Her partner remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is getting criticism from both sides of the aisle as she supports defunding the police despite spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on her own personal security, which she says is warranted because she's had people try to kill her. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens joins Fox and Friends to react to the Democratic efforts to defund the police.
Do not expect anything but what we see. Their creation is misery. Look at the urban communities that they represent. They have never changed anything for decades. Don't expect anything different. We're just trying now to change the image of our great country into the image of what they put into these urban communities.
In Baltimore, Maryland, several fire departments are dealing with staffing shortages, which are causing longer response times and low morale. Baltimore City Fire Union President Rich Langford saying staff and money shortages are not a recent problem within the city.
Our department needs help. We need more money to help us get through this. We have been understaffed for years now, and it's finally caught up to us. We have over 40-some vacancies in our EMS division alone.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Langford saying within the coming weeks there will be several units, including EMS units, that are expected to close due to staffing shortages. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.